Welcome to Beyond the Gym Floor. On today's episode, we talk about our brand new campaign strategy. We've clocked it. We've figured it out. We know exactly what to do. Maybe-ish. We also discuss our love languages. Love you, bro. And how when something is hard, really it's just a lack of understanding. Enjoy the episode.
What's the real name for a yabby?
What an opener.
Is it yabby with a Y?
Isn't it IE?
No.
Whatever Google says. Google will know.
What is the real name for yabbies? It's, well, surely this isn't it. It's called like the Cherex Destructor? No.
Oh, that's a scientific name.
Yeah, probably.
Has the largest range of Australian freshwater crayfish. So there you go.
So it's a kind of crayfish.
Yeah. Just freshwater.
Oh.
What's the difference between... Because it's like almost on the...
seawater?
So it's called on the spectrum to a shrimp, right?
So it's called a craw bob, gilgi, and a lobby, yabby. And it's funny how they've all these names are with I, E, and Y.
Yeah. However you spell it.
And then it's called a Parestus.
That sounds like the real one.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, so it is. Yabby's the thing.
Welcome to Beyond the Gym Floor.
Yeah, what's up?
Where we ask the big questions.
We just we forgot to address something on the other podcast. So you'll have to listen to both of these to know what the fuck we're talking about.
Beyond the Riverbed.
Stay tuned Wednesday.
Yabbies, mate. Yabbies.
We just had an interesting conversation where our kind-hearted media man, Tam, the cult figure...
Yeah.
We had to stress him out and actually enforce that we are calling our STC fit. Barbells and Banter episode coming a cup.
Yep.
So if you haven't listened...
Checking swimmers.
Go and listen to it. It's a turning point in our journey as podcasters.
Very funny story.
But we were just spinning off of that conversation, having chats about our new branding strategy. Mm. And a lot of you, if you're not on the email list, head to stcfit.com, find the learning stuff, subscribe. I don't know where the link is yet because the website's brand new. It comes out in 2 days, which is three days ago for you.
Yeah, our old one is broken. It don't work.
No, go no more. It's actually closed. So stcfitlearning.com, as of when this episode is out, doesn't exist. You just go to stcfit.com, so you can't fuck it up.
You'll
find all the STC learning things.
There's a page that says...
Yeah, go here or go here.
Learn fit.
Yes. Blue, orange.
Yeah.
Can't fuck it up.
You guys, blue and orange.
Yeah. Watch you all fucking share this and tag fit your dogs. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the new branding. So... Yes, that happened. So if you want to hear that story, you have to go listen to Barbells and Banter, yeah, where you will get an in-depth...
Episode 54?
15-minute description.
55.
Explanation of it's me 50, depositing my semen,
yeah,
in the doctor's office.
I still haven't gotten over it.
So, yeah, on that note, so obviously we're taking a little bit of a risk there. We don't even know how it'll go because it's not... really out yet.
Yeah, could end up on Pornhub. Like, you don't know.
Mom, I made it.
That's what Jay said when he did this.
Yeah. So, yeah, taking a different direction with our branding, just in terms of like, let's just go all out, be ourselves. I think there's been so much reinforcement of this lately that it's allowing us more and more freedom and to push the boundaries more and more. So obviously we had like what we thought was a joke about the Project Fuckable t-shirts, and we didn't release them.
Yeah, people.
And I had like 7 female clients like, hey,
where's this t-shirt?
I was like, we didn't do it because we didn't think the chicks would want it.
Yeah, there was a few faces that were like, okay, so we're not doing that. Obviously not. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe stay tuned to the spring release, limited edition.
I'm making one for myself, so...
Yeah, it's coming. Spring.
Hey,
be ready.
Literally the only reason I'm trying to get in shape right now. Just for
Project
the...
Project
Fuckable. Yeah. Just for the aura.
To match the... So I can wear the shirt.
Yeah. 100%. And then there's
going to
be...
Just so someone comes up to you.
There's
going to
be a program in the fucking app called Project Fuckable. This is how I train.
It's just so someone comes up to you in the gym and is like, You already are.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so like...
Whispers in your ear while you're on the leg
press. The eight men on Instagram like, looking good, King. Yeah. Listen, man. It's a good beard, bro. It's yeah, like, so, all right, all right. So the next stage, it's working.
Next stage is that your bro's commenting, looking fuckable, King.
Yeah. Hey, boys.
Make it happen.
That's next. That's
make
the evolution.
Looking
real fuckable, bro.
So we brought in MA to do... our rebrand, do yep. our website, help us with our app, subscription app.
Yep.
And get the ball rolling there. And some, we basically, Ash was like, so what do you want your emails to sound like? Can yep. I swear? And we were like, busy. Then we're like, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. It's all yours. I trust you.
Write the emails.
Yeah. And they were pretty saucy.
Yeah.
And the banner on the email is hashtag be
list. Yeah, shit, yeah.
It's the first thing you see when you open the email. And yeah, so all the emails that have come out so far have had a decent amount of expletives throughout them. Yes. And last week, we had our first like, excuse me, sirs, I don't appreciate this language. It's not professional. Certain, and we'd rather
certain
you...
person whose name starts with K and ends with N. No, I'm kidding.
Who was that?
No, it's Karen.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Just, oh. Yep. I was like, how do I get there?
Say your actual name.
So, yeah, we've obviously politely just suggested that we were trying to build a community of very like-minded yes. people. So, if you've got this far in the episode and you're super offended by how we opened, I assume you've probably already turned off. And if you yeah. haven't, welcome.
Strap yourself in.
So, the next day, we got an email that said, I'm living for these emails right now. They're the only emails are in my inbox that I open every single week.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's it. That's the money shot. That's what we... Tam.
Hey, come on, man. That was so last week.
Yeah. That's what we're actually targeting is... And I think a lot of personal trainers have been trying to work out like a really cool way to say this. So I can put it on a reel and make it sexy.
Ben Mozzie.
Ben Mozzie. Too many personal trainers are spending too long trying to be liked, which is stopping them from being loved. So no one will love your brand if you just try and be likable.
Yeah.
Because you have to have someone not like you for someone else to buy in hard enough to be team you.
Yep.
Yeah. Jace looks underwhelmed, so I'll keep working on that analogy.
I'm just hungry, man. Let's go.
If anyone else was like, oh, that's good, message me because I need validation.
I got extreme diet brain
because
right
Jace
now.
Just gave me fucking nothing.
I was thinking about that double bacon and egg McMuffin that I didn't get.
That you didn't get, yeah. Lucky I wasn't late. I actually had to divert today and come through Werribee and not go around the ring
road.
Is
this the country story of the week? Or?
No, just fuck. It's good in the
country. The roads were closed.
There's no traffic in the country. Yeah. Fuck, you only when you come out here.
Yeah,
it's
true.
So yeah, that is an important take home message that I do want to get across is like, stop creating content, branding, shit that isn't authentic. And I know a lot of people think it's authentic, but it's the character that you play where you're trying to be right for everyone.
Yeah.
And if you ever think, oh, but such and such won't like that, that's a positive, not a negative. Because mm-hmm. if someone else will love it, try it.
Yeah.
And so we could come back on next week and say that we lost.
We got cancelled.
Yeah. We only got 10 listeners on the Barbells and Banter podcast and we'll never ever do it again. We got 700.
But you
got
to send it.
Death threats
in
the mail.
Be the case.
Nah, never. We wouldn't go that far.
No.
But you gotta send it, I think, sometimes.
You gotta try something.
Yeah.
Take a risk.
Yeah. Social media is in sometimes is just figuring it out.
Yeah.
Just doing shit. And just like seeing if something throwing shit at the wall and seeing if something sticks.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes. Like it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think a lot of friction that you're gonna get to even just what you said then is the what if someone doesn't like what I say?
Mm.
How do I deal with that?
Yeah, and that's a real thing.
Fuck yeah.
So the reel I put out about the hypersexualization thing, I wrote that, I reckon, four times. And each time it just became less aggressive, more I found a way to tease myself as much as I was teasing anybody else, and laid it a little bit, I would say, a little bit more intelligently.
Yeah.
With a little bit more, it was sassy. It wasn't an attack, was the goal that I was going for. And I think I got pretty close to actually executing that well. So the pushback is, if you're not going out directly attacking somebody,
yeah,
then you should be okay. And then the other step to that is, like, if you upset someone with something that's not a
personal attack,
it's just your interpretation of something, the person was never going to buy from you.
Yeah. I think that's a good sign that you hit as well.
Yeah.
Like, Ben and I were, Benny Mayfield, we were like just joking in the comment section just about the post last
about
night.
Balance. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ben's like, Ben's entered the chat. And I'm like, fuck, get him, Ben. And he's like, there's no one here. And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't like piss people off enough.
Yeah. To come for you.
Get the pitchforks.
Or you've
out.
Just got a tribe that follows what you say.
Well, true.
Like,
yeah.
We spoke about on the podcast, I think, like, I dove into the comments on one of Angus Bradley's posts.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone else in the comments was Team Angus. Because he's curated a group of people that think the same way he does. So when I came in and was like, rah, like, here's the same level of aggression that you're all pushing towards this idea, matched exactly back at you, everyone was like, fuck, get him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's maybe you've just curated an audience that are already like that, to think the way that you do.
Possibly. Maybe. Just nurtured my audience enough now.
Stop annoying me. I just need...
Sorry, I'll stop annoying you.
Not you. My phone keeps vibrating.
He's yelling at us.
Just shut up for the next 60 minutes and let me talk, all right?
Perfect. I'll be back next week.
But yeah, have you had much negative comments and shit?
No, I found it so...
We had one with the cables, hey.
Oh, it's not. It's never really been that negative. It's just like... You know,
that
like
was,
sometimes, like,
that
hey,
was people not understanding it.
Yeah, but it was like, either way, it was like, even with that one, I fucked up, but it was like, oh, it's cool, like, it's well, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You're not going to hit 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And then other people that have, like, probably tried to push back, like, I find as soon as you just, like, address what they're saying, like, that's it. It's usually over by then.
Yeah.
Like, when you push back a little bit, like, it just ends up, like, not.
I'm usually on the other end where I'm like, that's wrong. Although early days we had quite a few
perfect portions of a man from
Prometheus. There used to be like Jace used just teach Tam there. Jace Tam would tell us, and then Jace would just be like, "Get him, Ben."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really that up for.
So we had a few of those.
I'm not really that up for a huge debate online.
Yeah,
like I'm like if anyone wants to have a
conversation,
a fucking adult conversation.
Yeah.
That's civil about throwing ideas around. I mean, I usually do that in the DMs with people.
Yeah.
On comments, I've never really had anyone come for me, which means I haven't fucking pissed someone off enough. Yeah. So maybe I will.
Keep turning that dial up.
Yeah. But I mean, I've said some stuff about training concepts that other people are just like, what? And I'm like, think about it.
Yeah.
Like the squat bench deadlift one is the biggest.
Yeah.
Like you can really piss some people off if you're just like, hey, man, like, do you know you don't have to squat bench a deadlift to get massive? And they're just like, yeah, you do. I'm like, why? Like, have a think about it.
Yeah.
So, you don't. And they're like, yeah, you do. And it's like, no, you don't.
Like, you actually don't. Yeah.
Fucking, like, your muscles just, and if like, no tension, bro.
If anything, on a long enough timeline, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. So, then it's just like, but then they end up, like, kind of coming around. Like, they don't have to, like, subscribe to it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they can still fucking program that shit and whatever. But, like, yeah, there's been instances like that where I'm like, no, don't think about it.
Yeah.
Don't get emotional.
Yeah.
Put your logical brain on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I think the key to it, if you do want to push controversy, if that's a thing that you're looking at, I would encourage you to attack ideas, never people.
100%.
And you should, if you do that, you're fine.
Yeah. I think the internet's over attacking people unless they're like saying wrong shit.
Yeah.
Like unless they're like saying shit that's harming people.
I always have in the back of my mind the Goggins quote that's like, you'll never hear anyone talk. You'll never hear anyone who talks shit about you that does more than you.
Yeah. And that's doing always, better than you or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always in the back of my mind. It's like, if I'm going to take a pot shot at James Smith, it's like, he's fucking telling me in what I do.
Yeah.
In terms of like
yeah.
reach and engagement and yeah, the only fucking 19 coaches and shit. It's like, yeah. well, taking a pot shot at him
yeah.
actually just
makes you look
shows my insecurity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only time it's probably valid is like, you know, when, I guess like Lane Norton's probably the best example. Like, does those like call out ones where like yeah. people say stuff that's like factually incorrect or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's like, this guy said this, like, have, you know, look at this information.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not, it's kind of like just not a dude who's salty, who's shitting on other people to leverage himself.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing it to like, I be think like, try not to listen to this guy, like, because it's what he's saying is wrong.
He's one of the last ones doing it though. Who's the other guy? Is he Aussie? The evidence-based.
EBT or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he does that a little bit as well. It's like, they're kind of the only two that are doing really well off the back of that.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah, it. But it's always like just someone who's done something, like who said something that's probably not factually correct though. It's yeah. not, there's other people that just shit on people who are doing better than them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they'll just like hang on to like one thing of yeah. like how they train someone or something. It's yeah. like, just yeah. looking petty.
Move on.
Yeah, the internet's, I feel like we've just exhausted that as a
yeah.
as a way of creating content.
Yep. So you said something that was a perfect segue to our first topic. So today we're going to talk about our new campaign strategy. And exactly yep. what we're doing, which Jason is, it's interesting. So I just happened to be listening to the right podcast on the right day to float some stuff. And we're going to do a counseling session with Jason indirectly. Not really.
I'm out. I've got an appointment.
Fuck.
Role play. Fucking hell.
I've got a consult. Bye.
Yeah.
No, not really. What's up, guys? You're listening to the STC Fit Learning Podcast, brought to you by ourselves. Feel free to go check out our website, so stcfitlearning.com. On there, we have a bunch of free resources, including how to niche your business, how to actually sell during consults, and a free programming template, plus our business scorecard, which you can go and take and see how you stack up in the industry based on what we think is elite and how to become the best trainer in your gym, in your town, and in the industry. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you take a screenshot and tag us, we really, really appreciate it. It really helps get this message out to help improve our industry and keep people in their personal training careers. Enjoy the app. Something that piqued my interest as business owners. So the goal today is to give you an insight on what we think we've cracked the code of creating structured content that holds us accountable, that we don't know if it'll produce an outcome, but we're pretty fucking confident it will at the moment, because it's not going to start getting executed basically until the first day this podcast came out. But before that, the idea around the balance thing, there's a concept that got introduced to me in the podcast this morning. If you've sacrificed, it's very if you've sacrificed and become successful at something, it's very difficult to admit that you could have got the same outcome without the sacrifice.
Yeah.
So if you got up every morning and had 6 raw eggs and went and ran 30 kilometers and blah, 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 when you learn you don't have to eat chicken, rice, and broccoli for 16 weeks to get lean, it's really hard to actually admit, oh, it didn't need to be that hard.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation on the Fit pod last week on Barbells and Banter about like the good comp preps and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So if you're someone who's found it really challenging to become a successful personal trainer, but then there's other people that became successful without that, without yep. the sacrifice, without the fucking... what do they call it? Sigma male mentality, where it's just like fucking extreme all the time.
Fucking go.
Like, you don't actually have to be that to be successful as a PT. But yeah. if you do that and then you're advising someone else, you're not going to tell them all the effort, energy, blood, sweat, and tears that I put into it, I actually didn't need to.
Yeah.
And I could have just done this from the start and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Is a really hard pill to swallow. Discuss.
Oh, I thought that was just like a
statement.
Yeah, like a punchy statement. And it's like, you know what, Ben?
Do you think
I agree.
Do you think we're guilty of that at times?
Look, I don't think so, because we're always trying to like work smarter and more efficiently.
Mm.
And there, I think as long as you don't, there's a message, there's kind of like a, that gets left into up for interpretation for some people, where it's like, because someone got something done in a more efficient manner means that it is in absence of hard work, effort, and sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right? So that is where I would probably get my back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. If people think that like there's this cheat code to success that is in absence of those things.
Yeah.
And it's like, really, I think that if you look at what that message means, or what you were trying to say, is like, just because you took the hardest route to get to a destination doesn't mean that's the only way to get to that destination.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's only the only thing that I would like probably play devil's advocate on, because,
well, that's the underlying point that we're trying to make, I guess, is,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even this, like the balance question and the balance thing, like, you know, it's like people just think it's like, it's a misinterpretation of what you're actually trying to implement over a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, should we have balance right now, guys, and turn the podcast off and have a fucking cup of tea and some biscuits? Like,
let's,
you know, just because I've been talking for about 30 minutes, man, and running out of things to say, and I've got dye brain, you know? It's like, you know, we're snowing ourselves under with workload at the moment. And it's like, there's time when, you know, the start of the year, I was like, fuck, should I be doing something right now?
Yeah.
You know, I'm playing 2 or 3 rounds of golf in a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, knowing that those things come in ebbs and flows and whatever, and then in pursuit of an outcome, in pursuit of a goal, you may do something the first time and it's probably going to be harder. Mm. You know, there's going to be more road bumps and obstacles and those kind of things. It doesn't mean every time you go to embark on that same goal you should expect to experience those things.
Yeah, so when I asked you, are we guilty of this? I actually had a thought in my head about, like, one of the core things we teach is how to structure content in a way that actually invites people to be interested in your business and what you do. And we always use the anecdote of the 122 podcast episodes with 0 leads, followed by $45,000 of sales in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
That, for me, that is us identifying that we struggled for a really long time for no good reason.
Yeah.
And you don't have to.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you should be looking for if you're a younger coach coming up. It's like, don't make the 122 episodes.
Yeah.
You might have to make 20 that are shit.
Yeah.
Like, until you actually kind of put something coherent together and it's decent and all of that kind of stuff. But you don't have to make those mistakes for as long, because we already did, and let us teach you how to not.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I think we're in a fortunate position where our role on this podcast and with Standout PT and what we do with education and workshops and stuff is like, here's the mistakes we actually made.
Yeah.
Don't make them do this instead, because this works really, really well.
Yeah.
Which allows us then to like let go of, and I don't know about you, but I get sometimes frustrated about it. I understand that I have to go through the shit to get to the thing, and like those lessons and staff leave and fucking this goes wrong and that goes wrong, and we wasted money on this and we wasted time on that and we did all this, blah, 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 nothing fucking happened. And like, then you're just like, oh, here's the matrix for one thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, like if I had this 5 years ago,
oh, fuck,
where would I be? You know what I mean? And it's almost bittersweet and like, fuck, clocked it, but also fuck, I've wasted so much time and energy on this.
Yeah.
So I think as a trainer, that dichotomy is worth considering. Like, there are times that the suck matters and you kind of got to be in the suck.
Mm.
But then another quote that I wrote down, which I really liked.
I'll make sure I really react to you this ready? One for you.
You ready?
You ready, Tam? Let's do this.
Hard is just a gap in understanding.
Interesting.
So you and I are looking at this content creation thing, going, fuck, this is really hard right now. It's so big, there's so much, blah, blah, blah. And then we come in and chat today. It's like, oh, like you can release that on the weekly. We can outsource that part of it. We can get that done. And it kind of shrinks the whole project. And once we've done three of them, and then again, it's like, oh, we can actually, we're in a position where we're creating something that we can reuse repeatedly.
Yeah.
So the work over time is actually reduced. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's not hard anymore.
Yeah.
This is just a thing that we do now. So, yeah, the gap between hard is just a gap in understanding. So deadlifting is hard for someone who's never deadlifted before. But once you know how to deadlift, deadlifting is pretty easy. It's not a highly complex movement.
What about a hard workout?
Yeah. Is the physical demand is the physical demand.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking yourself to a place where the session is challenging becomes easier over time.
Yeah.
Once you've learned to train between 2 and 0 rep and reserve.
Yeah, you're not thinking about
becomes
it.
Becomes easy to do that.
You're not thinking about it.
Correct.
It's autonomous.
Yeah. So sales is really fucking hard until you understand it.
Yeah.
Content creation is really, really hard until you understand it.
Hmm.
Until you watch 700 YouTube videos and you're doing side entries and cool lights and stand in your kitchen and then in your office and then in your garage and whatever.
Yeah.
Once you see all that, it's like, oh, content's easy.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I liked it.
That's good. It makes me feel better about my feelings and my breakdown earlier. Just have a lack of understanding.
Yeah.
Just need to understand it better.
Correct. Yeah. And also, we haven't seen the reward yet. Makes a big difference too.
Oh, bro, fucking earth.
So then it just feels hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the doing. There's no guarantee. Yeah. Yeah.
All the doing. Yeah, but sometimes like doing and it fucking up is better than just doing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're like, all right,
you need to.
All right, this didn't work.
Yeah.
I just won't do that again.
Yeah, it's the 1,000 phone calls thing. If you don't make the 990 phone calls, you don't get the 10 clients or the 100 clients.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have to do all the shit reps. You have to like lateral raise the 5 kilo dumbbells before you can use the 12s. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be able to.
Like the sound of it.
You got to be able to sit in.
Got to progressively overload
those things. Yeah, with everything, with life. And it's funny how many personal trainers are like, we say it all the time, like, who you are in the gym is who you are in real life. Good, good, yeah. Like, that's a fucking great show, actually. Look up what that's from. Good, good, yeah. It's a fucking awesome show.
Oh, I thought you just mumbled some shit there.
Nah.
It's just from the country now. It just says shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, anyway.
I was only at the pub.
While the Yabby races were on. Now I've lost what I was even fucking saying. Oh, yeah, who you are in the gym is who you are in real life. It's like we say shit like that all the time and we're really meticulous with all the stuff that we do within our training and then don't actually think to apply that into real life. It's like you weren't good at fucking training at some stage.
Yeah.
And your clients aren't good at fucking training when they start with you and then they end up good at training. The only way they end up good at training is by doing shit things for a period of time and progressively getting better.
Yeah.
But it comes into business and we just fucking lose our minds and don't actually know how to execute.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm torn on that statement at the moment. The who you are in the gym is who you are in real life. I knew too many people who were good athletes that are not very good at other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they can only apply the lessons learned in that one place.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just it's bouncing around my brain.
It's not it's not absolute.
Yeah, so another one.
It's a good way to... Yeah, nothing's ever absolute, though. Mm. I think it's a good way to get someone to have a really good think about how they could act and behave as a person, though.
Mm.
Like, I did a session with a 17-year-old girl the other week who was a client of mine, who's a client's daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is never going to get easier.
Yeah.
You're just going to get better. You're going to be able to withstand the stress, the pain, the difficulty, all of those things. And I said, but the outcome of this is that you're going to be stronger. You're going to look better.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to perform better. You're going to have all of these, you know, people asking, well, what are you doing? And what is this happening? And rah, rah. And I'm like, if you think it's going to be a walk in the park, it's going to be easy. I'm like, this is not the place for you.
Yeah.
And it's just laying it out. It's like you're 17 years old. Like you need to understand what you're about to get yourself into. It's like, oh, I want to look like a bikini model. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is what it is. So And then I'm like, just like, you know, what you do in here is no different to outside of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. You commit, you show up, you,
yeah.
It's you do the necessary steps to get the outcome. It's like, whatever parallels you can draw from training in here, take them to wherever you want to go
yeah.
in life, because it's exactly the same. So I think sometimes like I see a tremendous amount of value in that. And I kind of wish someone said that to me. It's just like, if you want this outcome, this is how you get it.
Yeah.
So if you want to be someone, you know, and move towards a career or a lifestyle or whatever, it's like, take that same mentality.
Yeah.
I think that sends a way better message than like the people that just think that because they have two eyeballs and a fucking mouth that they
yeah.
deserve to have. Yeah, they deserve yeah. to have something. It's like,
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's more important to take the lessons that you learn in the gym to real life.
Yeah.
But I know too many PTs, as an example, that are super diligent with their training.
Yeah.
Show up and do all the right stuff and fucking know their fucking protein yeah. to the gram and don't know how many clients out.
Oh, 100%.
So it's like there's a gap there. And I think
you don't want those people having that message that, oh, I'm a beast in the gym. So
correct.
I'm
a beast everywhere. It's like,
correct.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. It's just like,
you actually don't show up in the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, yeah. then that's when, you know, they need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And usually those people don't like being held accountable to that. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're 8% body fat. You got no fucking clients, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's still living at home. Yeah. Like, and yeah. you're fucking nearly 30 years old. Come on, man.
Yeah. There's a cool quote
that's not aimed at anyone in particular, but if that's you, meh.
Actually, I'll stay on this tangent. So,
holy shit.
There's a camp of, and we did a podcast episode, and I'm not saying the name again because I said it too many times on the podcast already. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there, and you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. There's a camp of like, sales is bad, you don't need a business coach, just be really good at writing programs. Just talk to people. That's all you need to do. You just need to eat shit for a long period of time. Yep. Blah, 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 blah. Those same people are the ones that will call out a coach that buries their clients and they either get injured or get great results. They're the ones that will come out and say like, oh, they just smash people for an hour.
Yeah.
And then they're able to post their like 3% of people that made it through their program because they got good results and then sell their program again. It's that person is selling, is shitting on that same idea, but then expects, oh, just go and do it. Just go smash yourself and smash yourself and smash yourself. And then the quote is, you'll either give up or you'll win.
Or you'll win, yeah.
So it's like, if you didn't win, it's because you gave up. So it's your own fault.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, okay, so here's a fucking powerlifting program that's squat 3 times a week, bench 4 times a week, deadlift 2x a week. Some people will get really fucking strong.
Yeah, they will.
Most of them will just be fucking ruined. So sending people out onto the gym floor with no structures, no strategies, no knowledge around sales, no knowledge around communication, no knowledge around business, it's asking them to go and do that program. Mm. And how many of them survive? Well, the stats speak for themselves. Not fucking many.
Not many, yeah.
The retention rate in the industry is six months.
6 months, yeah.
So it's so interesting, again, not taking the lessons from the gym, that actually just beating the shit out of someone and just smashing them doesn't work.
Yeah.
And having some kind of structured plan and a pathway to follow is actually really fucking effective. A, in terms of like shortening the time to the outcome.
Yeah.
But also increasing the likelihood of outcome 100-fold
Yeah.
Because you've actually got something to do.
Yeah.
So I really liked that.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Mm.
Did you like my affirmation?
Thanks, Jace. Thanks.
Speaking of affirmation, I think I know what your love language is, Ben.
What's that?
Your love language.
Yeah. I know what a love language is. Yeah, what is it?
Yours is affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah.
Mine too. So we had a
You're doing great, bro.
That's it.
We got this.
So when you and I both do a thing,
someone needs to see it.
Someone needs to just say,
yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my wife came home one day.
So we started out going to have a counseling session for Jace, and now Jace is counseling me. Look at this. The tables have turned.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, roast this dude.
I'm going to sit back in my seat. Let's go.
So my wife did she did some personal development thing at work.
Mm.
She said it was horrible. And I worked out the numbers that this guy got paid to say the shit that we could have told.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
So there's a career for us outside of fitness, just saying. But then she was like, I need to... get something off my chest. And I was like, okay. And she's like, so I've worked out that I've been speaking to you in the wrong way when you like do something, say something, you're proud of something, whatever. Because Steph's like, she loves me that much that she just wants the best for me. So she'll always go with the like, this could be the best.
Yeah, if you did this.
Yeah. So it's always like, I need to make this even better. When sometimes I just want to be like, I just want you to fucking say it's good.
Yeah.
So she's like, so I've worked out that your love language is affirmation.
Yeah.
So like the last couple of times, like she's just been like, that's really good, babe.
And you're not sure if it's real?
No, well, like, but now like I'm real happy about it.
Oh, you are. Yeah,
but like, but now I feel like she's just saying.
Do you mean that?
So then sometimes I'm like, oh, so is there anything that you would change?
Yeah, it's almost like, did you fake that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah, it feels good at the time, but now I'm like, hang on a minute.
But then it's like,
this could be shit.
Does her saying that just tell you inherently that she understands and she appreciates it? Even if the words don't feel real.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like going on the Tinder date and then leaving being like, did she enjoy that too much?
Yeah.
Maybe she faked the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's like, it just ruins you.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about
especially
it.
Especially if your love language is affirmation and then it comes across fake, you're like...
Yeah. Well, when you hadn't experienced the affirmation for a while, longer, like...
That feels great.
Suspicious.
Yeah, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
But it could just be... she could just be saying it to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And avoid these, like, because every now and then I'm just like, fuck, sometimes I just want you to fucking say it's good. You know? And then I just like storm off, like huffing and puffing and shit. Like, I've got to fucking fix this. Like one day she said something that I was like she was like, oh, I don't really understand this. And I was like, all right, I'll be back. So it's like back on the computer, like changing fucking shit. I'm like fucking making graphics and stuff for my video. And then I'm like, all right, so here it is. Like then all of a sudden, like I'm getting like shitty about it.
Here's cool teacher, understand complex training systems.
Yeah, she was like, she said something like, I don't even know what cadence, what is that? And I'm like, well, you're not the person I'm talking to.
So this sounds like a you problem.
Jason. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, send it to me, bro. I got you.
Yeah, that's it. So now I'm just like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to like.
So now our team, you'll fucking know that when Jason and I put something in the
fucking
group,
looks good.
Looks good, it's not fucking good enough. Say something that you like about it.
It's really good, bro.
I really like how you've done this.
It's really good, bro.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah. There was one that I sent my presentation to you last week, and you're like, fuck, this sounds pretty good, hey? And I was like, oh, nailed it. Got Jace to make a reaction.
Well, I wonder what Tam's love language is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can do a love language test. So, Tam, so like...
It's probably the same.
Act of service, physical touch,
yeah.
Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts.
Probably time and affirmation.
Yeah.
That's good.
Quality time.
I try affirmation as much as I can within our group because that's my bias.
Yeah.
I try and tell. But I think all of us, our whole team is like
that. I reckon if you're like, if one of your values is contribution, like top values is affirmation, like, contribution, like affirmation's going to, because it's like.
It plays into it.
Yeah, because it's. Affirming your living by your values.
Yeah.
And interesting thought that I had in the midst of that conversation about affirmation is majority of the people who post shit on Instagram, anything, they want affirmation.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I posted that video last night. These people don't know when that was. Posted a video of, like, me just fucking stressed over my desk.
Yeah.
And it was literally, I was just like, remember why you're here? And I was like, I should make a video on that. So I just made a video that was basically a journal entry just to be like, shut the fuck up and do the work. Like, this is why you're here.
Mm.
And it actually did really, really well. And it's just like, it was literally just me seeking validation. Like, yeah. Is anybody else stressed right now? Because this is hard.
Feels.
Yeah. And that's it. Everyone was like, yep. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You and me, we're in it together. Let's go.
At least you weren't crying on your stories.
Yeah. Yep. For something of my own doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yet.
To wrap all of that up, something that I was also in the podcast that I felt really, was really cool. What would this be like if it was easier? So a cue to give yourself when you're training, when you're trying to create content or whatever, what would it be like if it was easier? Ask yourself that question.
Breezy.
Give us feedback as to whether...
Shoot 80.
It made a difference. Yeah. What would it feel like if there was no fucking water on the 16th and you only had to hit it 120 meters?
Just have to hit it over to that flag.
What would it be like if the ball went where I wanted it?
The worst day of golf ever, and I was still priding myself on the fact that I didn't hit the ball in that fucking water.
Yeah, and I hit closest to pin on my third shot. Yeah. So that's that. That was my drive here today in traffic.
Unreal.
That's what I learned.
Unreal. That's my story. What podcast was it?
Modern Wisdom.
Yeah.
Is that the episode or the show?
The show is called Modern Wisdom.
Yep.
Episode. Oh no, it's gone away. 628. Dr. K.
Jeez.
It's actually
628.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's got 48 minutes left. An hour 12. They vary. Some of them are like 40.
I was going to say, because usually when some have like over 600, like, you know, one could be like 15 minutes. Like, you know, next one's like.
No, this...
They out here grinding.
Yeah, Chris is the man. Chris, he's my, like...
Three times a week?
My man crush right now.
Oh, that Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's all right, that dude.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like him. Big fan.
Fuck cool.
But make sure... Well, that helps. It's like, you shouldn't be that smart and that good looking. Fuck you. Yeah, so Dr. K, it's actually probably worth a listen, Jason, because it's about gaming, how it affects your brain.
He's in.
And social media. So this...
I don't want to know how something I enjoy so much affects my brain.
Are you going to be like conscious?
No, I was listening to it. I was like, fuck, I'm going to tear Jace apart with all this. And then I was like, nah, he's good. He's all good with all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like unpacks like how you can... Because you get more instant reward. And then it even unpacks like what your personality types are. It was interesting like knowing you and Tam both like games. And then what games you like. And then he was explaining like...
kill shit.
It was like, if you like adrenaline, you like instant like hits of dopamine, blah, 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 blah. You play first person shooters. I'm like, that's Jace. Oh, and then it was like, if you like to explore and you're creative, you like this. And I was like, that's Tam. And I was like, that's
cool. I like exploring games where you kill shit too.
And then the other one was, one of them was like, if you like to refine things and like take things from like 70 out of 100 to 75 out of 100. And I was like, yeah, it's me, and that's why I only play racing games, because it's just like lap time better.
Not that much of a dopamine junkie. I'm into bodybuilding. It takes fucking like 30 years to build a fucking physique.
Balance, right? Balance.
You're almost like, that's where the gaming comes in.
Yeah. It's just like, I need something fun right now.
Yeah, because I'm still small.
Fucking please make me feel better. Bigger.
All right, so we need to talk about our campaign that you're all about to expose to and hope that you
best
all buy our shit.
Ever.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on. Have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode. So we've cracked the code, I think.
Clocked it.
I think we figured it out. Right now.
I clocked it, I think.
That's not a strong way to start.
Well, I'm not going to lie because we haven't tested it. And you guys know that we will only present something to you if we know it works. But I thought you guys could watch this play out and be a part of it.
Bit of BTS.
And see what you think. Now, this comes with a little bit of a caveat because if we had done this episode last week, Jason and I would have been bouncing off the walls about how fucking great it's going to be, and we've finally simplified content creation, and we're going to be like,
spreadsheet.
Let's go! And then now we're halfway through, and it's actually really hard.
Shoot me in the face.
Because there is a gap in understanding, Jason. That's why it's hard. Okay, so we have formulated a process to follow on a monthly basis where we use a lead magnet, which is a piece of content value that someone can go and get in exchange for an email address. That is our goal. I want to create something that would be so useful to you that you're willing to give me your email address, and then I can send you our amazing emails that have lots of swearing in them.
That's pretty much the strategy in a nutshell.
So what we do is we start with what product or service are we aiming to sell? So this month, we are aiming to sell for the next 5 weeks because the intake's going to close. So if you've been waiting for Standout PT for a while,
yeah,
get in right now because it's going to close.
Yes.
We're actually
have to wait.
Back to cycling intakes, which means you will not be able to start Standout PT after this 5 weeks for another 10-ish. So Standout PT is the thing we want to sell. So we need to make a lead magnet that is useful to someone who would be suitable for Standout PT, that gives them some value and allows them to achieve an outcome well enough that they're like, fuck, if this is their free stuff, imagine what their paid stuff is.
Yeah.
And our mantra that we like to do when we create this stuff is like, let's make our free shit better than everyone else's paid shit. So ours is going to be your fundamentals checklist. And most businesses, and you guys, if you want to use this strategy, you can. If you want to just have just a macro calculator on your website, James Smith has 19 coaches coaching God knows how many people with just a macro calculator collecting emails on his website. Seems to work pretty effectively. We've gone another step, and instead of just getting the checklist, which if you applied by itself would revolutionize your business, would probably increase your capacity cap by 25%, increase your ability to charge by probably 25%, would reduce your time, increase your income, and reduce your anxiety around getting a full book, a squillion. It's a scientific studied metric outcome. Made all of those stats up, but that's fine. So instead, we've added a tutorial video sequence as well. So we'll actually teach you why each one of those things on the checklist is important, how to implement them, and why it'll make a difference, and how to go do it. Our theory is that you can turn around this in literally within 4 weeks. The workload isn't actually that much. Turn it around in 4 weeks and change how your business works. Everyone's excited.
Sign me up.
stcfit.com and you'll find it. One address.
One address.
Simples.
Blue, orange.
Go to the blue stuff.
This one's blue.
You'll find it.
Go to blue.
stcfit.com. Go to the blue stuff.
Yeah. Sorted. So then from there, it's like, okay, so we need to create this product. We need to make it useful and that someone's actually going to use it. It's not just another PDF that leans in the email box and no one fucking does it.
Yep.
So that's important. So if you're a trainer, what do you want to sell? You probably want to sell your main coaching service because you don't have a full book right now. So what would be one thing that would be useful to a client that you want to attract and work with that they could get an outcome from? Maybe it's a free program. Maybe it's a macro calculator. Maybe it's a exercise
train
tutorial.
Train guide or something. Yeah.
Yeah, how to train glutes or something like that. Something for people to buy in. So if you want to go to stcfit.com again and go orange, you can find Jason's
body transformation guide.
Boom. Oh, I like how you finished my sentence then. I liked that.
Yeah, we're on the same level sometimes. Trying my best. All my bandwidth just got used in that.
Yeah. So in the past, we've done this. We've had free resources on our website for ages. We've usually had three or four of them going at a time. And they've always gone to an email list. But we never sent any emails.
Yeah, we just, hey, let's collect these emails.
Yeah, and it was always just like, let's just make shit that people will use.
Yeah.
And honestly, we get messages all the time about like, oh, I use the consoles that close thing and I'm fucking killing it. Now my books are full. I'm making an extra $1,000 a week, blah, 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 just off the back of it. But because the infrastructure around it kind of sucked, they didn't end up in the web of Standout PT often enough.
Mm.
So that's what we're trying to address. And the same for you guys, if you're putting out content like we have, again, with social media content haphazardly, let's just do some stuff and people will like it. And if they like it, they'll buy from us.
Yeah.
Taking a huge step back, global view, zoom the lens out, all those cliches. How can I actually structure this to get the outcome that I want?
Mm.
So we are going to do a YouTube video a week that leads people to that magnet. So we're going to talk about the specifics of the tracker. So we're going to talk about why T's and C's are important, how to manage your data, why you should track your data if you ask your clients to, budgeting, those types of things are going to be in the YouTube video. Then if you opt in, you'll also get more value on the back end where we'll send you some stuff that actually ties into the shit. So it might be a podcast episode. It might be some other resource that'd be useful to you if you liked the scorecard, the checklist. And then eventually we're going to be like, you need more than just the checklist. Why don't you come and do Standout PT?
I like it.
And we'll make you a six-figure trainer in 26 weeks. And we'll offer you a 30-day money-back guarantee. Announced it. There you go. Boom.
Yep.
We now have a 30-day money-back guarantee on Standout PT. If you sign up after 30 days, you don't like it, you don't think it's going to do the stuff that we say it's going to do, which is make you a six-figure coach in 26 weeks if you execute all of the things, you can have your money back. And fuck, oh, no, I'm kidding. So we've got the YouTube videos. Then we're like, okay, well, we've got to create content during the week. We're going to try and post every day. We are lucky because we have Tam doing 45% of that content.
Yeah.
So we're going to create 3 posts per week directly about that topic to lead to that magnet.
Yeah. So
here's a thing about terms and conditions. Here's a thing about making your own admin email address. Here's a thing about understanding data. Here's a thing about tracking your budget. Those types of posts. And then we'll have one a week that's just a call to action to our YouTube video. So this week, if you're struggling with this, I just made a YouTube video about it. Go watch it.
Yeah.
And that'll be the structure that we follow on a weekly basis. So that allows us essentially to really think about the inputs that are going. Because I think most people make content reactionary. And they make like, even internally, and I like Jess will be fine with me sharing this, I hope. She was like, oh, I want to put a program in the app. I'm like, cool. We're going to do a campaign for it, though. We're going to do the whole thing. It's not just a random, hey, here's a free program. Come get it. It's like, let's fucking set this up, maximize the outcomes, and actually generate what you want out of it, which is premium coaching on the back end.
Yeah.
Or at least app subscription. How have you, not right now, when you first kind of took all that information in and saw it, did it? I had one of those moments where I was talking about earlier where I was like a bittersweet thing that I was so frustrated that I'd paid so many people so much fucking money and no one had said this. No one had presented me a system that I could just follow and just be like, if you do this every month, even if the content's shit to start with, you'll get better at content, but eventually this model will work and no one's ever done it.
Yeah, I think...
how did you feel when you looked at it the first time?
Oh, it's very direct. I think we kind of floated the idea of like just going in on a thing for a month, like just easier to messaging-wise and consistency and those kind of things. But even then, it was just like talking about stuff and it's like, well, what for?
Yeah.
It's like you talk about stuff just for the sake of talking about things. So I think now it's like an easy way to like provide value as well as like be direct with the messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good from a consistency perspective and like not going to fucking sugarcoat it. Like there's a lot of work involved in it,
yeah.
But it's direct. Like it's very specific.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this ties into this. You're kind of knowing, you're not, like you said, just ad lib, you know, making, writing, creating shit. It's just like, it's all very cohesive.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I think that was probably the biggest highlight out of it. It was just like very, very consistent and very, very like one step to the next step.
Yeah. This and I think part of, if I'm totally honest, part of why I'm happy to talk about every single step of this on the podcast is like, do it. I'm not threatened by A, there's enough for everyone to eat. Like if everyone goes and execute this, we'll all get clients. It's fine. But also like the percentage of people that look at it that are willing to actually follow it all the way through, I think will be quite low.
Yeah.
And if you are one of the people that do follow it all the way through, you'll reap big rewards for it.
Yep.
To the point where this will be part of our grow course in terms of like, you've got all the fundamentals in place. Now let's talk about executing this. Because if we threw it at trainers in the build part of Standout PT, like the core part of Standout PT, it'd be too much.
Yeah.
It'd be too overwhelming, it would work too anyway. Scary. Yeah.
Really work that well.
Yeah. So in terms of commitment, you've got to make your... Got to make a useful, valuable lead magnet. And you've got to be able to host that somewhere to be able to collect the emails. That email's got to be then collected to somewhere in both like your overarching list and then creating a list specifically for that group, for that lead magnet so you can retarget them. You then need to create, for us, it's 4 YouTube videos. You don't have to. We're covering all bases. 4 YouTube videos, 4 posts per week for the length of the campaign. So mine, the first one I'm building is 5 weeks. First one you're building is 4 weeks. So that's 20 posts. So they are either reels or carousels or posts or whatever. Create 20 of them to tie into that piece of content. You also need an email series to go out to your current list to drive people to the magnet. And then you need an email series that after they opt in, that you're contacting them with how to upsell. And yep. That's it.
Just all that.
Just that.
Yeah.
And I think right now in the middle of it, it feels like more work than I think it's going to be. Because if you think back to, like, I think we're putting a little bit of pressure on ourselves at the moment, like post every day from the James Smith thing. If you think back, it's like if you were just going to post 4 days a week, if it took you 2 weeks to build this campaign, you've created the content for 4 weeks. So you actually have 2 weeks where you're not creating any content. So once that cycle's in, it's much easier. And then the idea is after 4 weeks, you can turn off that campaign, but you've still got all the resources and the emails and everything's ready.
Mm.
And then you just run it again in 6 months' time to a different audience.
Mm. All the same one.
Because you've grown. Either your clientele have now moved into the point where it's what they need at that time, and you've hopefully accrued more people from other campaigns that it will also work for.
Yeah.
Which is the ultimate goal. So then really all you need to do is create new socials.
Mm.
Some.
Yeah, yeah.
You could recycle the good ones.
All of them are good.
Recycle the crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. Just that.
Jason's a little bit overwhelmed. So when you approach this project, understand that you may experience some form of overwhelm because the gap is
just between. Give yourselves the time. Give yourselves. I think if you gave yourself a month
to build it,
for the following month, you'd be fine.
Yeah,
and do it in 2 weeks.
No, or 10 days, really.
Yeah,
yeah, a week.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we only did that because to tie.
We're doing two as well.
To launch with the new. Oh yeah, and if we didn't have two channels and we did it together, fuck, it'd be so easy.
Oh.
But most of the trainers that are listening are going to be on their own anyway. So
just get someone else to do it for you then.
Yeah, outsource it. Reach out to the girls at MA VA Services.
Yeah, shameless plug.
Yeah, yep. Jason's got to go get a haircut, so we have to banter about.
Yeah, nah, the hair's getting fucking wild, man. So
yeah,
got to look good for this photo shoot. I've got to draw everyone's attention to my head, away from my body to my mad haircut.
So I'm really torn at the moment.
Why?
I'm very happy with this haircut.
Mm.
I'm really happy with how it's come together. But the barber that did it, just a little bit of an oversharer. I don't know about you, but when I go get a haircut, I'm like, don't talk to me. Just cut my hair.
Yeah. Look, I'm, as you guys are probably aware, very mood dependent whether I want to talk or not. So guess who doesn't want to talk at the barber today?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I got way too much information about way too much stuff, but I'm really happy with the haircut.
Yeah.
And this is my biggest pet peeve. Because I have hair on top, I use the thinning scissors a lot. Mm. So I end up with fucking just shit everywhere, right?
Yeah.
No towel.
What do you mean?
No towel to wipe my face down. So when I leave and I wipe my forehead, it's just really? Fucking
what the fuck?
Hair.
That's not good service.
Nah, it's not. Mm. It's a real letdown, but
it's the standard.
It's $40. It's done in 15 minutes.
Do you reckon it'll
there's always quality's a, good. There's always a trade-off. When, yeah. You know.
So I don't know.
Do you reckon if you could like drop a couple of lines before you start, would that affect the service?
It's like, I don't know.
Hey, for hey. This one.
Bro, do you mind shutting the fuck up and using a towel?
That'd be great. Okay, thanks. Bye.
5-star rating.
Yeah, because I'd like to go to the gym after getting my haircut, because it's fucking 100 meters really? Away. But I'd have to go home and have a shower and.
Yeah, I would if I'm a gym potentially haircut after that. Never haircut gym.
Yeah, I feel bad going sweaty.
Yeah,
I don't fuck them.
That's a you problem.
The stuff there, you sue probably.
Yeah,
don't they put a towel in your head? Oh, not yeah, nah. That's okay. So I'll get the towel and the
yeah.
That's what we just spoke about. You don't get
yeah. Maybe I'll
well the extra $20 for a haircut here. Maybe that's where you get it.
Maybe I'll just take a like a, I'll bring my own microfiber and I'll just like wipe my own face while I'm still
like really
in the
abruptly,
chair.
Really yeah. Abruptly, like pull it out. Like,
oh, you're done? All right, yeah. Just here. I'll just
can you just wet this with hot water and then just place it over my head, please?
Think if you're gonna walk around with that haircut for 1 to 2 weeks or more, it should be a collaborative process.
Yeah.
What's the oversharing part? Give me an example.
So
what's this person's name?
No. Just like I've got a literal blow by blow of everything that went wrong moving house over the weekend and then how he filled up a car full of diesel that was a petrol car and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care, bro.
Country talk.
I don't care, bro. Fuck.
Oh, mate, I put fucking diesel in the wrong car.
I'm sure you... Like, he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a great person. But it's just like, this is... I have enough chaos in my office.
Yeah.
I don't need chaos when I get my hair
cut. Does he expect responses from you?
I don't know.
It's a hairdresser.
I just laugh politely.
Is it a barber or a hairdresser?
Yeah, so not that it matters. Say,
it's a barber.
They have to talk shit all day, bro.
You don't have to listen.
Yeah, but then I had there's a woman in there who... South American... judging by appearance and accent, who didn't speak, but the haircut wasn't as good.
Mm. Yeah. Look, I'm going to go with the haircut any day of the week.
Yeah.
It's like, you can just fucking block your ears, man.
Yeah, mate. But I feel like it's much easier to say, can you take my fade higher next time, than it is to say, shut the fuck up and get me a towel.
Yeah.
It depends how bad the haircut is.
Yeah.
No, it was fine. It just, I asked for a high fade and I got a low fade.
Yeah, so there's potential to improve.
I needed a haircut again in 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, man, you've got a big conundrum on your hands.
Imagine if this guy listens to the podcast. Fuck. Souls, bro. I'm gonna just get a hot towel.
Yeah. Yeah. I just get bro talk. You know, like, you know when people just talk shit about the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes like, it's factually incorrect.
Used to go to Grindstones. Like, every single fucking person at Grindstone, like, had a pinky toe in training.
Yeah.
But... I don't understand, and lots of personal trainers will relate to this. Why, when you say you're a personal trainer, people try and teach you something about fucking training? It does my head in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't get
I do this, bro, because, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. People say shit like that, and I just, like, I just agree. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like,
sweet yeah, man, you know, thanks. I fucking... Yeah, take my Oxy Shred in the morning and then do 20 minutes on the Stairmaster just to, like...
Apple cider vinegar.
Mobilize that fat first thing in the morning. It just makes me feel much better. And just, like, really makes a difference to my fat loss, you know, because you're in the fat zone. It's like, shut the fuck up.
They're trying to just, you know, get the common ground.
I know. They're trying to build rapport, I understand. But I'm just a cranky prick.
I feel you on that one. I'm going to come with a new lease of life next week. I'm going to be fed.
I'm excited.
Fucking
bring Jason back.
Good haircut. No, I'm going to be hairless. Karim, shaving my legs Saturday. So Karim's going to be
are
very happy
enough?
About that. My wife said she would. She's like, oh, I get to tan you. And I was like, really?
You should.
Fuck. Not that invested.
Mm. I might even.
I don't want the smell of it.
Me either. But yeah.
I don't feel like I feel like I'll be okay without it.
I have mad golf tan, and the only thing I'm willing to put in a photo this weekend is my arms.
Yeah.
And they're very white, so I might look a bit more jacked if I put a tan.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just have golf shirt tan.
Ben's doing it, I'm doing it. Fuck.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so after all that said, go to stcfit.com, find the blue stuff, get yourself the fundamentals checklist, complete it so you can see the matrix that is our new campaign strategy. Enjoy the socials, lots of feedback. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all the things for this episode.
Do the thing.
Okay, thanks. Bye. All
right, thanks, guys.